Hey, folks. I'm sick and tired of seeing the same people at this show. Danielle, what do you think about that?
I'm going home. I get the message.
Oh, my God.
I'm going home.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Whatever This Is, E3 2019. I'm your host, Andrew.
And I'm Danny.
And this is your source of tech, gaming, entertainment news. Whatever I just said, tech, gaming, entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info. And check out our past shows while you're there. Subscribe and tell a friend about the show. Daniela, we are at E3 again.
Year three for me.
Again, this is the motivational part, okay? We're gonna motivate you guys to create content. Daniela, how long have you been on Twitch and all that good stuff?
Not too long.
Too
Six
long.
6 years, 7 years? Seven.
Too long.
Let's go with that.
Too long. How long have you been podcasting, Daniela? Talk to us.
Two years. I don't remember.
Okay. 2 years.
Two plus.
So I love all the individuals that we see at E3 as media and stuff like that. You know, but I'm a little concerned. I've seen
Why
the same faces.
Concerned?
I don't know. I love the people that come out and do their thing, but where are the new fresh faces? Where are the fresh bloods? Where are they, Daniela? I need you to encourage these awesome individuals to be at the show as well.
They're lacking motivation.
They need to be here.
But okay, so it also takes work. That's the thing too. Like, okay, I feel like I'm lucky.
No, you're not lucky.
I am lucky.
You're not
no,
lucky.
Well, I am
no,
lucky because
I'm gonna argue.
I have you as my guidance.
The history.
I have you for my guidance.
Aww,
and mentor.
That's so sweet.
So that's why
so
I'm
sweet.
Lucky.
She said mentor. That sounds weird. Weird.
You're my friend too.
We're friends.
And my mentor. But it's that lack of, I guess, guidance. And then when people, I feel, okay.
Talk to us.
I feel like a younger generations. I don't feel like it's necessary in our year of generations, but I feel like younger generations, they always want things so easily handed to them that when they realize how much work it takes to make something happen,
right?
It's either they lose two things. It's either they lose motivation or that pushes them even more.
Okay.
Which is a great way to weed out the process of the people who are willing to put out the work.
Right.
Problem is like I feel like less, there's more often than not, people don't want to even put in that work. They want it handed to them. They want it's like, where can I pay to just advance myself to get up there? I'm like,
true.
No, it's not necessarily about paying the right people to push you up to the thing. I mean, maybe for some circumstances that might work.
Right. Motivational gems here.
I mean, that only gets you so far when, you know, when people see what your content is and see what you do, they'll see right through that. And
right. They're
like, nah.
Right.
We don't want to invest into that. So,
Do you think it's hard? Do you think podcasting is hard? Do you think Twitch is hard? Do you really think it's hard, though? Like, because I'm nice, right? But you need that. Don't get that twisted.
Okay, so
I'm nice.
It's hard and it isn't hard.
Okay.
Okay, so if you have, like, a full schedule, like, for me this year, Twitch has been hard.
Right.
Because it's finding that balance between everything that I'm doing. That's the hard part, is when you're trying to incorporate it with your already busy life. I think when it comes to podcasting, it's not that hard. It is.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
It's, you're having to chisel out that time and making sure you're trying to be as consistent as you possibly can with it.
Got it.
That would be the hard part. The easy part is if it's about something that you're passionate about or
right.
something that you love, it's very easy to talk about. It's very easy to create content on something that you love. And with podcasting, it really is. It's kind of like you having a conversation with not just like one specific person, but just a general audience of people that you can hit. Like, you don't know what your demographic is until you put your content out there, and that can vary. That varies a lot. And podcasting is always audio first. Now with Twitch, why that's a little bit harder is because
right.
like you have to choose what type of game you want to play. I mean, you shouldn't always play the top AAA popular games. You can try to go that route, but you want to play something that you enjoy, and finding out that right algorithm of like, okay, what gets me the best audience, good growth, return for the time that you're putting in. It's so much harder in that sense. But creating a podcast, if there's just something that you love, just go and do it. And I really kind of actually say that for anything. I mean, if you, there's a lot of podcasts that have to do with like murder mysteries and crime solving
and all of those
other things that people love it and they do great.
Absolutely.
So if you love those things, go ahead and jump on it. You might not be able to come to E3, but you know what? You'll probably find a whole other audience and other cons that happen that are centered around those things and people that love it. So why not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think it's easy and it's difficult, right? I think the most difficult time I had in podcasting was before I found my voice, right? Because as you're recording, you're still learning who you are as a broadcaster and as a content creator. And to be honest with you, when it comes to Twitch, I don't think I've found myself fully yet on the Twitch platform. I think I'm still working that out, right? And I want to be honest about that. But when it comes to this, you know, I really want to leave it all on the table, because we may not be here next year. So there's a lot of conversations that I want to have while we have the recording time in this environment. The energy that and the vibe that you get here is different when we're at home and we got a line in between us going down the screen, and Danielle is back home and I'm back home. It's a different thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm excited for the individuals who are considering creating content. And I believe it's easy because you can lap anybody just by doing it.
Yep.
Just by doing it. And I think that a lot of individuals feel like, oh, well, you can say that because you're at 500. Well, you know, there was a life before these numbers, right?
Yep.
And I think that that's the encouraging piece, that in terms of applying for events and stuff like that, you just have to, you know, do that. Because it's pretty empty here. Yes, it's the beginning of the show week. But when I look... Okay, so here's the thing. Here's one of the things I want to share with you that could be considered insight or not. When I look at the media room on a busy day and the percentage of the individuals who are in there versus how much that could really be in there, it saddens me. Right?
Mm-hmm. It was pretty empty.
It doesn't make sense.
I think there was like three other people other than you.
It doesn't make sense. You know, people are planning for, okay, so we're on Monday, right? So this is being recorded on Monday, and people are planning for Tuesday, but it doesn't make sense where we're seeing the same faces and stuff like that. And that's my frustration, because I know that there's so much talent. There's people more talented than I am. I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm not the best podcaster on the planet or content creator. I know that. But where are y'all at?
So I learned an interesting fact on the streamer side of things. So there's multiple ways and types of badges as far as the media and the industry badges go. And they do allow, streamers to apply for it. So I don't remember exactly what the stats were. But for Twitch, the numbers for their partners, they mostly look at partners. I had a friend who has, like, I think her concurrent viewers is like, over two something, and like in a month I think she has like 100
something. When you say two something, 200?
200, yeah, okay. Over 200 something. And her monthly views was like in the 100,000 somewhere for monthly views, and she got denied. She got denied as a Twitch partner. However, I learned Mixer partners can have a quarter of that. Their requirements is 1/4 of whatever Twitch is, and every Mixer partner that applied for it to be here got approved.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know why there's a difference.
Gems. We dropping gems. We want you to...
I just learned that not too long ago, and I was like, I don't know what the difference is between, like, I don't know if it's because Mixer is the smaller platform compared to Twitch, so they have less requirements, but... That's how it turned out. I'm like, all right. Somehow they have a higher priority. I don't know what it is. I don't know if like there's some like special ties between like having, you know, Microsoft here and always being consistent at E3. I don't know what it is, but I was actually really pleasantly surprised for that. So, I mean, even the requirements to be a Mixer partner is a whole lot easier than being a Twitch partner. So that's something to consider going into the this like, you know, next year for E3 2020. If you want to work on your streaming and you want to possibly apply under that, you know, banner as a streamer to E3, that's a possibility. So something to put out there. I think it's even easier than the YouTubers. So
food options. For thought, people. Options we there. Love you. We're only having this conversation because we love you. Don't we love them, Daniela?
Yes. You should we be love here. You. We should be here. There should
That's
be
why
here.
We're
there's
having
no,
this conversation.
There's no reason not, the same not old, to.
Let's joke even, about the briefing. I'm not okay. doing that this year. I'm sorry.
It's always that way of like, I guess, investing into yourself. I mean, it's really hard to want to spend money. Like, I think our replacement, if we lost our badges, I think the replacement is like $1,000, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Something around there. The Gamer Pass, I think, was $2-something. And then they had, like, the Extreme Package for the Gamer Pass, which almost gives them almost the same privileges as a... I think an industry badge or exhibitor badge or something like that, but it's $1,000. If you don't get under the media thing, I would say you really want to be here and you really want to add meaningful content, buy a Gamer Pass. If you want that extra, you know, access to things, buy that upgraded version of the Gamer Pass. Yes, it is quite an investment, but it's an investment into yourself. And the experience and the people that you're going to meet, because, you know, my first year here, I only had the Gamer Pass and
we rocked house.
We went everywhere, did everything you possibly could. You still have access to the showroom floor. And amazingly, they still do appointments on the showroom floor. You can have a live conversation. You can still have that content to record. You might have to hustle a little bit more, but that is an investment into your application in the future. You're building up your resume. It's like working as an intern. Not all internships you get paid. You have to build up that experience and know that, you know, you're serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a multitude of options. And it kind of actually makes me sad, because a lot of the people who bought the Gamer Pass that I've seen already from like last afternoon, so many who wasn't taking advantage of it. They're just here just like to just be fans, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
But it's just kind of like you have this opportunity, and I was if he wasn't speeding away, I don't, first of all, you know those Heelys, those shoes, those the ones with the heel, the wheels and the heel?
Yeah.
No grown adult man should be riding around in those things, because if he wasn't wearing them, I would have stopped him. He was having a conversation with his friend about, he's like, man, I would love a media pass. And he just picked up his gamer pass. And I would have stopped and had a conversation with him, except he literally wheeled away. And I'm like, I ain't running you down. Because the thing is that he was a fan, and you can see that he was just a fan that was excited to be there, but he had a GoPro.
Right.
He had the little spider tripod thing.
Got the gear, man.
I mean, you can easily just go record and make some YouTube content based off that.
Got the gear. That's what we're doing right now.
And just go with it instead of just thinking of like, oh, I wish I could have that. Because at the same time, he saw that media can come in starting from yesterday to go and set up their stuff in the meeting room, get our badges, their bracelets, and, you know, start working on content. I mean, could have done that too. So many of the people who have that gamer pass can be doing that too. And I'm sure there really are. And those are the people who will probably have a higher chance of getting approved for next year.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So I'm going to share some low lights. And then if you have final, I'll give you the floor for final thoughts, and then we'll close this one out. Okay. So low light. So I'm coming on the plane, right? I get bumped in New York to another flight. So I was in the airport for a while. I fly to Denver. Get to Denver, I get bumped in Denver. So now I'm waiting for the LAX flight to arrive either at 10 something or almost midnight. So I'm asking the lady at the counter, Deborah, shout outs to Deborah. I said, Deborah and April, shout outs to both of them, real names, okay? Please give me your wisdom on put me on either the second flight going to LAX, because I don't want to go to Burbank, because if I go to Burbank, then that means I'm going to be disconnected from my bag, right? So the whole time I'm thinking, listen, I'm going to E3. I don't care what time I get there. I'm going to be here all week. But I wasn't discouraged in the process that the fact that I got bumped like 3 or 4 times and spent all day flying. I wasn't really concerned about that. I just made sure I don't really eat that much when I'm flying. So I do like protein bars and stuff like that, try to keep my energy up or whatever. I have more energy today than I did last night, and I didn't even sleep that much. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on up here, but the idea is nothing is going to stop us from creating the content, whether you like me or not. I don't care. That's too much?
No.
I'm just keeping it real, though. Dropping the gems, okay? So, but we love you guys, and this is why we do this, because as I mentioned to Daniela before we started sitting down and recording, this year, anything that we're thinking about, we're going to pop open a tripod somewhere, and we're going to record it, because I want this documentation to be out on YouTube so you guys can revisit, be like, oh, man, you know, they were really, really sharing information with us. And that's what we want. Final thoughts, all yours.
All me? I feel like put out for more thoughts than you did.
Let's go.
I had a little bit better of a flying time. I only had one flight. But I think that one flight, I was just sitting so uncomfortably. Like, I have a stiff neck and shoulders. Carrying anything, I don't want to carry a damn thing.
I'll carry the stuff for you.
Goodness.
Whatever you want,
like,
Daniela.
I think I'm
whatever
just going to work on just
since
like
I'm the mentor
try
and
to
friend.
Get a deep tissue massage today. That's what I'm going to try to do. But no, I mean, I got here Saturday. I'm glad that I kind of moved my flight one day ahead. Got a 10 Xbox. Hopefully come back next year for that. I didn't get to go to Bethesda Live, which kind of sucked. Because I wasn't planning to be here on Sunday, so I never RSVP'd for Bethesda. And then when I said, I'm like, I'll be here, like, sorry, can't accommodate. All right, I'll just watch it after the fact. It's okay. But yeah, I mean, obviously, if you want to ask us any questions, you can email us. You can go ahead and check out the website, theshowradio.info. You can even, you know, ping or DM me on Twitter, MistyJM. Uriah, Twitter, URIYYA, or even like live when we're streaming in chat. You can ask those questions live with us at twitch.tv/theshowradio live. And yeah, I mean, we have a whole lot more coming for you guys for the rest of the week. Peace.